This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a very good Tuesday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. Steven Strom here. Marlins fall to the Atlanta Braves 3-0 yesterday. They dropped game one of this three-game set. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
Well, unfortunately, the Marlins suffer another setback here in Atlanta tonight, where they've now lost 11 of their last 12 games. This is the 10th inning show brought to you by Werner Hoffman, Greg and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. With Gabby Sanchez, I'm Kyle Seeloff. The Braves beat the Marlins 3-0 tonight. And Gabby, I don't think it's hyperbole to say that this really was lost in the top of the first inning when the Marlins got two consecutive singles. Jazz doubled off the wall in deep right center field. Arise was only able to go from second to third because of the ball and where it was hit in right field that was potentially catchable. Obviously ended up not being caught, but De La Cruz with his head down, rounded second, was going towards third. Never saw Arise. A ton of miscommunication, really disastrous in the first. Ryan Weathers okay tonight, but that kind of set the tempo for this.
You have to go back to it, and there's always a part of the game that you kind of pinpoint and go, we really messed that up. That was already in that first inning that you talked about. And there was kind of it was both of them. You know, it was Arise and De La Cruz, but De La Cruz's main fault, because you can't just make your runner run. So for Arise, he did it the right way. He went back to go tag, because if that ball does get caught in the air, he needs to be able to get from second to third. The problem is as soon as you're a base runner and you see the outfield turn their back and you're seeing their number, go. Because that ball is going to hit off the fence. It's already past them. They're having to show we have to run to go get it. If he would have done that, probably would have scored easily. De La Cruz would have been at second. De La Cruz would have been at third. Jazz would have been at second. And no harm, no foul. But for De La Cruz, you have to have your head up. Yep. And in that situation, fine. They would have hit bases loaded with no outs, with Bell up. It's a different ball game. But that's where it started. Then you kind of go back with Weathers, and I thought he pitched a great game.
Yeah.
He had one bad inning where he walked two guys, and both of them ended up scoring. Home runs are going to happen when you're playing against the Braves.
I'll say this, Gabby. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, go.
If you hold the Atlanta Braves to three runs, you got to win the game.
You got to win the game.
You got to find a way to win it.
You have to find a way to win.
Because they're scoring 5-6 runs a night.
They're pounding the baseball. Yeah. We've seen it. We know what they are.
Marlins pitched well tonight.
I thought the Marlins bullpen came out and did their job. I thought Weathers did his job. Burke Smith, Cronin. I mean, they did what they needed to do to win a ball game.
I agree.
The offense, just after that first inning, really couldn't do much against Elder. And that
was their shot.
That was their shot.
They had their shot in the first.
And they had him there. They had him on the ropes. Yep. And they just could not keep him down. And that's unfortunate, because it seemed like the Marlins could have won this game. It was a winnable game for them.
All right, Gabby, 7:20 tomorrow night. I'll see you then.
Sounds good.
That's Gabby. I'm Kyle. Highlights from tonight's ball game: Atlanta 3, Miami nothing. We were scoreless through 3.5, and things would change in the bottom of the fourth. After a one-out walk to Marcell Ozuna, Travis d'Arnaud, who has been scorching hot, stayed scorching hot. There's a swing and a fly ball hit deep to left field. Got a chance, hooking towards the pole, and this is gone. D'Arnaud with a big fly. His fifth of the season. He about knocked that left field foul pole down. It's 2-0 Atlanta. So it was 2-0 Atlanta. Come to find out, that's all they would need in this ball game tonight. Following the two-run homer, Weathers walked Duvall, and then after Michael Harris grounded out to first, David Fletcher was in search of his first RBI and hit as an Atlanta Brave. He is in Atlanta and up with the big league team as he hits a ground ball that is fair down the right field line. Rounding third and scoring easily is Adam Duvall. Weathers pays the price again for another walk. It's an RBI single for David Fletcher. It's his first hit in RBI as a member of the Atlanta Braves. And now this is a 3-0 game. Bryce Elder went 6 2/3 for the Atlanta Braves in his season debut. No runs, 8 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Weathers 5 2/3, 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. He was burned by the walks. And again, the Marlins had their chances in the top of the first inning. And it really did feel like that's where this one was lost tonight, albeit it was in the top of the first. But you hold the Braves to 3 runs, you got to find a way to win it. Birch Smith tossed an inning in a third of shutout ball in relief. Declan Cronin, 1 shutout inning. Pierce Johnson got the final out of the 7th inning. A.J. Minter worked the 8th. Raisel Iglesias put the clamps on this thing in the 9th. Final score, Miami 0, Atlanta 3. Miami no runs, 8 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base. And for the Atlanta Braves, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 10 men left on base tonight. Bryce Elder the winner after his 6 2/3 shutout innings. Ryan Weathers the loser. Tough luck loser. Pitched really well tonight. Again, was hurt by a couple of walks. Iglesias his 7th save of the season. Total time of game, 2 hours and 16 minutes. 31,572 in attendance in Atlanta tonight. On a beautiful night for baseball. 62 degrees, clear skies, and a slight breeze outside of downtown Atlanta. For the Miami Marlins, they really didn't do a whole lot of damage in the strikeout department tonight. Only punched out 4. That means that $100 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down to listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say, get his thoughts on the loss to the Braves, and also an update on Nick Fortes as he took another bat on the backswing of Marcelo Ozuna. It's the second time he's done it in the last 2 seasons.
With Weathers, how would you evaluate his outing?
I thought he did good. I thought he was gave us a chance to win. It's all you can ask for from any starting pitcher. Thought he did really good with runners in scoring position for the most part. 60% or so first strike percentage, which is probably below what he's used to, but still was on the attack. And I felt like he wasn't shy or scared or anything like that. I think he was on the attack, and that's who Ryan is. He's got that bulldog kind of mentality, and he went right after him. We just couldn't push anything across.
You guys start off the game with 3 consecutive hits, then in issue on the base paths. What happened there?
Daly's just got to keep his head up. And, you know, it's a tough read for Arias. You know, no outs, first and second, ball off the wall. They played it perfectly. The play is to make sure you're close enough to tag up at second base to make sure you get to third. Worst case scenario, it's nobody out, bases loaded. The trail runner has to keep his head on a swivel, make sure that, you know, the third base coach is sending him. He wasn't, and just kind of ran ourselves into the ground there, and, you know, didn't push anything across, and that was kind of a tough one. That inning, you know, who knows what would have happened. We had, you know, the right guys up coming up after him, and just couldn't do anything after.
Have you, I guess, the base running this season, though, how, other than this, has it been up to your, I guess,
last couple of days, not great, honestly. And, you know, we talked about it before the game. There's stuff that we needed to clean up. You know, so I, for the most part, base running is just mental errors, you know, mental mistakes. And, you know, I want them to side on the aggression, and I want them to be aggressive. But, you know, there's times to do it. First inning, base, like I said, bases loaded would be the, with nobody out, would be worst case scenario. And, you know, he knows that. Just, you know, learning lesson, keep your head up when you're running.
Just Elder after that, what was he able to do to kind of find his...
Yeah, he's always one pitch away from a double play ball. You know, he's on the ground a lot. You know, we were trying to get him off the ground. His changeup was really effective tonight. And, you know, the two-seamer, you know, our righties had to get it off their hands and try to push him out, and our lefties had to, you know, get him closer to him. And every time that was the opposite of that, we hit it on the ground. And, you know, we had guys on. We had traffic. We just couldn't get in the air and couldn't get that big hit.
What's the challenge with a guy like D'Arnaud, who's, what, got 5 home runs since Friday? I mean, just ambushed, I guess, pitch, which is...
Well, I mean, it's just whatever you're throwing right now, he's hitting. So he's just one of those hotter hitters. And it's tough when you have Ozuna in front of him. So you're not going to walk Ozuna to get to D'Arnaud right now. And then Harris, I think, is right behind him. So, I mean, it's a really good lineup, and that's the challenging part is you can't walk him. You're not going to intentionally walk him to get to the next hitter because that guy's just as hot. So you just got to be on the attack. And again, you pitch the game plan, and you know you should be okay. But you know when you get behind, that's the challenge. But yeah, he's seeing the ball really good right now.
Fortes is all good after getting hit by him.
Yeah, he's okay. He stayed in the game. Scary moment for a minute there. It's a really big backswing that he had to dodge kind of the rest of the game. So, yeah, that's tough as a catcher. Scary moment, but he's okay.
What can you do as a catcher in that situation when you have a guy like Ozuna? It's not the first time that he's done that to Fortes or anybody in the league.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know the answer. I talked to Rod about it. Barajas, exactly what you do. We told him to dodge. There's no, like, rule that's saying you can't do that. It's a tough one because I know he's not trying to hit the catcher. I know that's not what he's trying to do either. So it's a tough one. No one's trying to hurt anybody. I know that. But, you know, he's getting whacked, you know, a couple times. And so it's starting to get a little dangerous. But I don't really have the answer because there's no rule behind it. And I think after you catch it, just make sure you're dodging like you did the rest of the game.
Ryan Weathers put together a nice quality outing, 5 2/3 innings pitch, 6 hits, 3 runs, kept the Marlins in the game, just gave up the 2-run shot to Travis d'Arnaud. He's on fire. He has 5 home runs in the last 3 days. Let's hear what Ryan had to say after his outing.
Ryan, we just talked to Skip. He said he was pleased with your outing. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, good. I mean, you know, hottest guy in their lineup, you know, got me tonight. Yeah, in my pregame notes, like, you know, wasn't going to let him beat us tonight. And ultimately, you know, one swing, you know, kind of dictated the game. But in that situation, you know, if I don't walk the guy in front of him, you know, it turns into a solo shot. It's a lot different than 2 runs on the board. So got to do my job in that and getting the first guy. You know, he had a good first pitch. Tip my hat to him. He's a really good hitter. You know, then, you know, had the, you know, kind of funky hit down the first baseline and got the other run in. Other than that, I felt really in control tonight. You know, the punch outs weren't there, but I was getting the 2 strikes and getting a really weak contact the whole night, and they were on the ground. So, yeah, just got to keep rolling.
Was the walk where the frustration came from there after the 4th?
For sure. You know, anytime, you know, give a team like, you know, the Braves and the really good offenses, you know, extra outs to work with, it just makes you're not a whole lot harder. So against a team like that, got to limit the walks and give them, you know, less base runners on the base paths. So, yeah.
I heard Mel say good adjustment after you came back out there after the 5th. What adjustment did you make?
You know, just felt, you know, there in the 4th, you know, just didn't feel like the mechanics were off, but just kind of rushing just a little bit, just leaving a couple pitches up. Yeah, 5th inning, went back out there, got kind of back in the delivery a lot smoother and, you know, had good results.
Is that kind of what those 2 walks were then, maybe in the 4th? Was a bit of that?
I think it kind of, you know, instead of just attacking the zone, I kind of nibbled a little bit and, you know, tried to go for edges. You know, I got to hit my 3rds instead of going for edges. So, yeah, I just got to limit those.
Is that something, you know, you're thinking maybe subconsciously or not, maybe like that, oh, it's the second time through the order, I need to be more fine? Is that kind of what?
I think it's just, you know, they have a really good lineup, and I think sometimes, you know, you can psych yourself out and think, you know, I can't go here to this spot, you know, what are they looking for? I think it was that situation, but, you know, I think it was a walk to Riley in the 1st. You know, some of those guys, like, it's not necessarily bad walks, but you also don't want them on the base paths just because their lineup's so deep.
All right, we're right back at it. The Marlins have an opportunity to get back in this series and still have a chance to win the series in 7:20 first pitch. Trevor Rogers toes the rubber for Miami. I've got Marlins on deck at 6:50. As always, we hope you can join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.